Well, they also, there was another man that lived, but he lived in the dispensation of time and not of the dispensation of eternity, because the difference between this man and Adam was that Adam originally existed in the time of the dispensation of eternity when he was created. There was no boundaries in time. There was no time limit. There was no age limit. There were no age. And those came, they all came after they ate of the fruit. Well, maybe he felt like Peter. Peter said, and above all things, in chapter 4, verse 8, that's 1 Peter 4 and 8, he said this, and above all things, have firm charity, agape, unconditional love among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitudes of sin. Well, maybe he felt like what Adam was saying. That's the way we ought to feel. We ought to be able to love one another so much that when they mess up, that love will just cover you. Well, maybe Adam felt like he loved Eve so much that he could just cover that, what she did, with his love. Well, the wise man Solomon said, in Proverbs 10 and 12, he said, hatred stirred the strife, but love covered all sin. Love covered all sin. Maybe. Because he named all the animals, and I know he had to be smart. And he gave Eve a name when she came of them. I know he had to be smart. Maybe he understood, just not in the infancy of it, but he knew how he felt, that his love could cover her sin. Maybe he felt like that. I would suggest to you, as we begin to close on this, that there must have been a relationship between Adam and Eve. And maybe Adam saw Eve as more than just his wife. And that being so, maybe he felt like what St. John says in the 15th chapter, in the 13th verse, where it says, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Last week we talked about Jeremiah 6:5 and about the time when Christ will reign on this earth for 1,000 years, the millennium. And I don't know why I've got into some things here that I don't understand quite, but like I said, I'm not really trying to explain a lot of this, because I don't understand a lot of what I'm reading myself. But it's in here, And that I don't understand. Like I said, I won't ever understand all of this book. But I wonder why some of the people who have been to the seminaries and the workshops and things, why do they shy away from these things that I'm talking about here? And if you're going to teach the truth, it seemed like they would teach from the whole book and not just different subjects in the book and leave some out. See, that's the way they teach in the secular schools. That few years I went to secular school, I never finished a whole book. And I'm wondering why it is that some of these things in this book that I never hear about. And that's why I'm trying to encourage people to read this book. I've read it several times. Some of it I think that God has revealed to me, but there's so much that has not been revealed to me, and I'm sure it hasn't been revealed to anybody, not the complete book. But it would seem that somebody would teach from some of these subjects I'm reading here. I'm just reading, I'm not teaching, but I'm trying to encourage you to read. So maybe you could understand, and if we could, as we could get together, like I said, Jesus said, let your light so shine that men may see. And if my light don't shine bright enough, somebody else, and this is why it's important for us to assemble ourselves together to shed light on the truth. Now, the truth is in this book, but it's up to us to find it. It's hidden, but it's not hidden from us. It's hidden for us because it's for our benefit. And that's why I'm trying my best to encourage people to read this book for yourself. Don't take my word for it. And God knows I respect my pastor, and I love my pastor as a man. But I can't rely on him to teach me everything I need to know about this word. And you can't, I don't think you can rely on yours either, because this is more than this is our life involved in this, our eternal life, not just like here on earth somebody can get throw little stumbling blocks in your way and you can overcome that. But these things, I'm talking about forever. Talking about eternal life. Eternity is a long time. And I'd like to, like it says here in Revelations, where I read last week, Revelations 20, that we are going to be judged by what we do. And not so what God says, not so much so like here, in verse 12 and 20, so I saw dead, small, and great stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Now, that, to me, is saying that not only Christians are going to have to face God at this great white throne, but not only so-called Christians, but the whole world is going to have to face him. That includes whoever, no matter how great you are in this life, or how how well known or well respected you are, you're going to have to face the judgment seat of God on the great white throne judgment. And those of us who are Christians, according to my understanding, will face the judgment seat of Christ. Now, this white throne judgment is for everybody. And that's why I think some of us who think we are saved, I think that we are going to be with Christ, are going to be disappointed. And some of those that we think is going to be going to hell, as we call it, are going to be, according to my Bible, they're going to be with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. And my Bible says it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's here in Matthew chapter 8. But Jesus heard it and said, this is where the centurion came to him and asked him to come and pray for his servant or something. And Jesus said, start it. And then this man said, the centurion answered and said, this is Matthew 8, chapter 8, beginning of chapter 8. I'm going to read through verse 13. The centurion answered and said, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. So that's why I say all the time that if people are talking about what little things, little insignificant things that we do, and we waste a lot of time talking about people smoking, drinking, and whatever, about what you eat and drink and that. But the Bible says that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, it don't go into a lot of what things that Abraham did that were contrary to God's will, contrary to God. But one thing is very prominent in the Bible. Abraham lied to that king, persuaded his wife to say that she was his sister, even though she was his sister. It wasn't a complete lie. But In my way of thinking, Abraham had a little pimp in him. You know, he was willing for that king to take his wife and do what he would with her just to save his life. And he lied in a way in order to do that. But still, Abraham was considered God's friend. The Bible says Abraham was God's friend. Not because of what he did or what he didn't do, but because he believed God. I was in a Bible study